This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, sir.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting, being just get involved, people. Happy Friday. Well, happy, what's that song? Oh, Happy Day? Is that where we're at? I hope so. Anybody else not surprised whatsoever at Joey B's performance last night? I'm just asking for a friend. I mean, think about it. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. Get involved, get engaged, be part of. Sonny Schmidt's going to join us tonight. I don't know how much you guys very much, I hope you very much enjoy her, because I enjoy her, and she's going to be on whether you enjoy her or not. You know, this whole thing with the what do you want to call them? Town halls? Love fests? Yesterday? It was a love fest for Joey B. Not so much for President Trump. You know? And what I get a kick out of, I shouldn't say it that way, but these people are so ignorant to what they're... Are they maliciously nasty, or are they truly just ignorant to what they're doing? Are they so into their ideology? Are they so sure that they're right, that there can be no other option? And I notice, again, we have more and more, you know, celebrities say they will move out of this country if President Trump wins again. Hey, start packing. You know, but they're a bunch of liars. They didn't move last time. Right? They're still here. So I don't know. I don't know why you buy their albums, why you watch their movies. I know they're great, but they're good entertainers. Yeah, good. They can entertain you from afar. Get them out of here. We don't need them here. They don't love this country. They can care less about you. I mean, think of the hypocrite. You know, I tell this story. Not to get my mom crazy or whatever. She agrees with me, but you know, my stepdad was not the nicest guy in the world, and not because he was a step, because there's plenty of great step parents. But I remember him. He caught me smoking. No, not weed, regular cigarettes. Stop laughing. But he caught me smoking, and he thought it was hilarious. And he went on a 5-minute rampage telling me how bad it was to smoke and how stupid it was and, you know, I'm going to cut my life short and all this other fun stuff. And he did, you ready for this? You guys will enjoy this. He went on that whole tirade while having a cigarette in his hand. He's telling me how bad and how I'm going to die while he's waving that cigarette in my hand. I mean, cigarette in his hand. I mean, seriously. And that's kind of how I see the Democrats operating. With everything that they're doing, with everything that's going on, the exact thing that they're in California, with the ballot boxes, many of you have heard about it, We have the ballot box issue out here, where you're finding these official or these ballot box drop-off boxes. They don't look like mailboxes. They just look like file boxes. And they've got a sign on them. So the Republicans decided to look at the actual law, look at the actual, the ballot harvesting law, and take it to the nth degree. And they did. And the Dems didn't like it. They started calling them illegal, but they're not. You know, the Attorney General, who's a hardcore Democrat, you really, as a Republican, no matter what's going on in this state, you have a very slim chance of winning anything. And I'm not talking about even an election. So Becerra went off on these guys. You have to bring them back in. You have to. You can't put them out. They're illegal. No, actually, they're quite legal. And they're not going to stop. The Republicans are not going to stop putting them out and quote-unquote, harvesting the ballots, because it's a legal thing to do. It's a legal thing to do. I don't want to make it sound like it's an illegal thing to do. So they don't like it when you turn it on them. They don't like it when you give back to them the same stuff that they do to us. This time we caught on. I got to tell you guys, as Republicans, we don't catch on too early. We don't catch on at all most of the time. We usually wait till after the election, like, oh, what happened? How did we lose that? 370,000 Pennsylvania mail-in ballot applications are rejected. You know why? Probably because they're mostly Republican. You know, the Republicans have been registering people in other states or in states across the country like crazy. Right? Pennsylvania cast off hundreds of thousands of applications for mail-in ballots because of the confusion about the process. 372,000 requests were rejected, as reported by the ProPublica on Friday. Publica, yeah, that's it. Largely because many of them, about 90%, were duplicates. Overall, one of the every five requests for the mail-in ballots are being rejected, according to the publication. The main reason? Many people voted during June primaries have already checked the box to request a mail-in ballot. However, as noted in the publication, people who made more than one request should eventually receive their ballot. They can also head to the polls on Election Day, which I believe is what a lot of Republicans are doing. I believe that a lot of Republicans are actually voting at the polls because that one will count over the mail-in one. At least that's what I'm being told. I don't know how true that is. More than 2.5 million Pennsylvanians have requested the mail-in ballots. We're going to find out more from Sonia Schmidt when we come back. Joe Mastini, your host. Don't go far.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
My name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they were able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
We are back. Get into the real side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-732-5563. And I want you involved. I want you engaged. I want you paying attention. You know, a lot of people just flat out, come on, let's just be honest about it. A lot of people just flat out don't pay attention. And then you wonder why we go down the tubes or something goes wrong or so-and-so doesn't get reelected or what have you. It's like, where were you? You know, I still have people who in my local area who I've told how to check and make sure that they're registered to vote the proper way and how they vote in the whole nine yards, still calling and saying, how do I vote? Do I have to vote by mail? It's like, we're a little laid out, don't you think? Shouldn't you have been asking these questions like a month ago? Anyway, 855-0855-732-5563. Let me bring her on. I know you're all waiting for Sonia Schmidt, host of the Sonia Schmidt Show. We got to make her happy tonight. She's a little down after seeing that town hall debacle. Last night, I mean, if it wasn't, first of all, Sonia, thanks for being with me.
Aw, thanks for having me, especially in this mood. Yeah, that was more like a town brawl. Oh, I've never seen such ugliness. Oh, yeah, no, I have. There's Hillary, there's Kamala, there's any number of insufferable liberal women. My gosh.
Oh, we got a whole bunch of stuff to talk about. So, but listen, the latest thing is the two town halls. The one where, again, isn't it funny how in these kind of things, the commentators always feel like they have a right to go after Donald Trump, yet they have to handle the old man with kid gloves because, you know, you don't want to get him too upset. He may challenge him to a push-up duel or something.
I switched over because I couldn't take much more of the Trump thing, and I do believe that that's why he got slightly lower ratings than the Biden town hall. But I do think that's because many of us just had to turn it off. We could not watch that train wreck. It was just awful. But then I clicked over to Biden's, and I could literally hear Muzak. I swear I heard elevator music. Maybe it's me. But it was soft.
But you weren't. Come on, you weren't surprised. Though you're an astute person, especially when it comes to politics and that kind of thing. You really didn't think that Stephanopoulos was going to actually do something.
No, I did not. But I did not expect Trump to be attacked by this bitter, angry young woman with bad makeup and horrible shoes. Somebody should have helped her along the way with something. But she was so mean and so disrespectful. I mean, I'm not the president. I'm just some older black woman who's a grandma, and I would never be talked to by somebody like that. I mean, on one hand, I know he was so patient with her and tried to answer the questions, but it felt like he was being attacked by killer bees just from all different directions, and it was just basically her.
No questions, real questions of substance, even if they didn't like what he did, even if they felt like, you know, the things that he's done in the past were so wrong, like, why don't they ask? I know it's old news, but ask him questions like, why did you feel the need to move the embassy to Jerusalem? Why did you, you know, just a whole list of things that would have made more sense, don't you think?
Not for them. They just have, and in fact, she didn't say one thing that was new. It was all the same talking points.
Yep.
And which also disappoints me a little bit with him, because I'm thinking by now he should know how to address those things in a way that gives us a little bit more information in a different way. But he is who he is, and, you know, God, the guy is busy working in behalf of the American people. So if he, you know, if he doesn't know how to nuance these horrible people.
He just came off of, you know, having COVID, right? Joe Biden is still being in the hospital. He's still be milking his thing with his little fluffy slippers and bathrobe, sniffing the hair of the nurses coming in and out of the room.
Oh, my gosh.
He'd be in heaven,
yes,
wouldn't he?
Yeah.
I don't think I need to leave the hospital anytime soon.
Right.
Come over here, sweetheart. I need some help.
A younger sister, right. They asked if they had a daughter. But so this is what I don't understand, and I heard this today. I'd like to pose this to you.
Uh-oh.
So I guess Kamala is not going on the road for the next I don't know how long because somebody in her higher up category, maybe her press secretary, I don't know. There are a few people have come down positive with the COVID.
Right.
So what I don't understand, if the Trump people got it because they weren't respectful of mask wearing and social distancing, and they've been the kings and queens of the mask wearing and the social distancing, how did anybody get it?
Oh, wait a minute. You mean nobody's asking that question? None of the commentators are asking those questions? Are you serious?
No, not the commentators. In my living room, I'm asking that question when I'm talking to myself as I'm doing, you know, cleaning up the place. But no, I have not heard that question because it doesn't make sense. They've been lambasting the right for weeks about what we did wrong and how we deserve to get it, even though high dose, you know, it hasn't been traced back to the rallies or anything else. So how did they get it? How did her higher-ups get it? Personally, I think it's a lie. I think that they just don't want to get her back on the road with the three the three supporters that they have.
Yeah.
Because that was embarrassing and funny.
Oh, I think you're exactly right. I really do. I think you're exactly right. when it comes to, you know, why do they want them back onto the road? Why don't Joe out there for the abundant in the abundance of caution? We're going to keep. Are you telling me you can't put her in? I used to play the drums at a church. Now, you know, you go to church, and if you look at the drummer at church, he's surrounded by this plexiglass cage. Nothing gets in, nothing gets out. You want to protect her? Put her in a drummer's cage. You know what I'm saying?
They got to get a crane.
I don't know if the drummer would be safe, but she, anyway.
They need a crane to get the church drummer out of his space. So why can't we do the same with her? It's because she's completely unlikable, and they don't want that photo op again of the reporter going, gee, there's nobody here. You know, you don't want to see that again.
No, and they'll never admit to it. And they'll tell you that's because people are watching because they want to be safe. They don't want to pass it on to any of their fellow Americans.
You juxtapose that against the people at a Trump rally. It's amazing the amount of people that are coming out. So I cannot believe that Biden is any percentage above.
Oh, no. You don't believe it. Nobody's believing that. Nobody's believing that. Nobody with two brain cells to rub together is believing that. Let me put it that way. You know, seriously, there is no way that you see the excitement. I wrote about it a couple of weeks ago. There was an ABC reporter that went out, and she said that she was out for 6 weeks on the road checking out what was going on, and the thing that was interesting to her was there was no enthusiasm for Joe Biden among Democrats. You go to which I don't know why she thought that was amazing, but you go to something with Joey, you know, you go to President Trump's, and my God, you can't get into the place. Anyway, we're going to go for a quick break. Joe Mancini, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up.
Have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Mancini here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well. You'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
There's nothing worse than thinking that your Medicare benefits are going to cover routine medical expenses like vision, dental, and prescription benefits, only to find that when an emergency arises, your Medicare plan is full of gaps that don't even begin to cover your medical emergency. How would it feel to have to go into debt because your Medicare program didn't cover everything 100%? Studies show that 95% of Medicare recipients pay more than $5,000 per year on out-of-pocket medical expenses. At SnapMedicare.com, we understand how important it is for you to be prepared for any type of medical emergency. All it takes is a quick phone call to 800-286-5516 to find out exactly where you stand with your Medicare coverage and to save thousands on future costs. Call 800-286-5516 to make sure your Medicare plan includes provisions to cover any gap in coverage. Whether you have questions about Part A or Part B Medicare coverage, remember, call 800-286-5516. SnapMedicare.com. Call 800-286-5516.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Supreme Court said Friday it will review President Trump's efforts to exclude immigrants from census counts. If allowed, the policy would shift both political power and funding away from regions with large illegal immigrant populations. Can a toy gun cost a child's life?
A teenage boy was shot and killed, and another is being questioned after an incident east of Houston. The shooting happened at about 2 o'clock Friday morning. A 911 caller said he arrived at an apartment to meet a woman he met online when two young males approached him, armed with what appeared to be a rifle. The man thought he was being robbed, so he drew and fired his weapon, then fled and called 911. The surviving teen tried saving his friend with CPR. Deputies and paramedics assisted, but the teenager did not survive. The weapon the teens had was actually a toy rifle made to resemble an AR-15. With USA Radio News, I'm Val Dior.
Deputies say the surviving teen is uncooperative. USA Radio News.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow, I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool.
Wrinkle gone?
It's easy, just put it on your finger and go.
I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Do you have any hobbies?
I collect spores, molds, and fungus.
We are back. You're listening to Real Time on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732. Look, let me just bring her back because you know what? I so much enjoy having her on. I know you guys enjoy her, I can tell. And Sonia Schmidt joins me. She's the host of the Sonia Schmidt Show. And where do they find you? And I don't mean at the local pizza parlor either. I mean, where do they actually find your writing, find your show? Well, I would listen, you can find me at the local pizza joint, you know what I'm saying?
That would be you. In fact, I was thinking today, my daughter brought me a vegan pizza, and I thought, oh my gosh, no.
Get her on the phone. What is wrong with that child?
I'm sorry.
And you ate it?
Not yet. I looked at it, and it didn't even look good. But
vegan cheese. Have you ever had vegan cheese before? It's not cheese. It's melted plastic.
I made a vegan macaroni and cheese for my grandson the other day, and it was actually very good. It was good.
You're killing me.
But you want to hear me talk some sense, you should go to the rangebroadcasting.com and go on my on-demand page, Sonia Schmidt, and you can watch all of my current shows, as well as all of my archived shows.
Sonia and I are going to start a cookie show. This is going to be, it's going to be called What It Is and What It Should Be. Okay. Anyway. Yeah, so I got to tell you, all this stuff. Again, looking this week here. This should be the week of the non-woman or the week of the just being nasty to women or something. I don't know. Woo! Because, you know, here you had Amy Comey Barrett there, right? Boy, were they in trouble with her. How were they going to deal with her? How were they going to tear her down with and explain how they were going against these things? Where were all those feminists? What happened?
Well, we know where they are. They never care if they're conservative, Republican, or Christian women. But I'm just telling you, I've never been so impressed with and I don't want to just narrow it down to a one because I've seen a lot of, I mean, there have all been men who've been vying for that space on the Supreme Court. I've never seen anybody eat lunch like she did. Just like calmly, beautifully feminine, you know, the whole bit.
Yep.
She was wonderful. She was an example to women. And if women on the left were fair, they would throw in the towel and go, you know what? She's exactly who we were saying women have the right to be or should be. She is a role model.
you know, she is a not just a strong woman, she's a strong person. You know, and this is truly, you know, they talk about women who empower, and they go to Beyonce. I mean, pelvic thrust, anybody can do at any age, okay? Yeah. But this woman is truly what the empowerment of women is totally all about. Do you agree?
Yes. If they were really fair, and if they really did care about women, and all the stuff that they say wasn't a lie, which by now, if you don't know that everything the left says is a lie, then shame on you. But if what they were saying that women should be or were aspiring to be was true, then they just back off of this woman. Poor little Feinstein, she just tried the best she could. That was the funniest thing I'd ever seen when Feinstein tried to hit this woman, Judge Barrett, or I don't know how to pronounce her name, but she's like, she just finally had to give up. She's like, well, what about? And this woman just answers her so smoothly, so clearly. And she says, well, I've said that before, and I will say that again. And
as I told the other senator, you crazy old woman.
And you can see how nasty, like the Cory Booker thing. That's when I had to turn it off because he was trying to be nice, but it was that fake evil nice.
Yeah.
I couldn't watch it. And that's the way I felt with the town hall last night. I couldn't watch it anymore. It was just too much for me.
Do you think he treated his boyfriend the same way? I mean, Cory. Girlfriend. I'm sorry.
I think you were right the first time. But... yeah.
You know. But somebody asked me the question the other day, and at first I thought they were being funny. They said, hey, what happened to Cory Booker's girlfriend? I mean, I don't know. Maybe she got tired of all the, well, wait a minute.
Yeah.
It's like.
You know, I think her middle name was Beard. I'm pretty sure it was.
Oh, God. But again, you watched all those senators tripping over themselves because they wanted to come at her, you know, guns blasting. And the Hawaiian senator, what's her name? I mean, she really needs to be in a home somewhere.
Oh, what's that? What is right? her name?
She's awful. Her Hito, whatever her name is. And I'm sorry, have you ever sexually assaulted anybody in your... And she's going on and... See, if I was Amy, I would have said no, but I've never had a Hawaiian woman either. What do you think?
Right.
I mean, you know, that's how stupid it was, right?
Right. You can really see, if anybody were to watch that, they would see what's on the minds of Democrats and how they operate, if you could watch that with a clear mind. But I think a lot of Democrats would watch that and go, yeah, what about, you know, because they're not very right.
It was all about abortion. Right? You know, it was all about health care. And that apparently those are the only two things that the Supreme Court ever deals with for these people. Right?
Exactly.
And
she tried her best to clear it up and make sense of it. But I do think that the American people, if they watched it at all, had an opportunity to see who the left is and how the Supreme Court operates and how they should operate. So, and another thing I think that they saw is how even-handed and fair we are. I mean, I've not heard a person on the right say a bad word about Ruth Bader Ginsburg.
Right, you're exactly right. Yep.
And you just don't see that sort of behavior coming from the left. If your eyes are open, if you are fair-minded.
Well, if you hear Republicans talk about the Supreme Court, they don't care much for Sotomayor. They don't care much for Kagan. One of them, I can't remember who Kagan. I think she had no courtroom experience whatsoever. But yet they were when they were nominated, they were confirmed with high numbers because the Republicans they shouldn't go along to get along, but they did.
I was going
to
say that could be because we just roll over on our backs. I mean, sure. Even what I think what was his name, Lindsey Graham today. Gave, you know, a strong possibility that Trump would lose. I mean, how is that going to help our message if you're, you know, if these people don't want to approve this woman anyhow before the next election, why are you saying that Trump has a strong possibility of losing? We eat our own. I don't know what's the matter with
us. He's got no spine anyhow. Don't say the person's name. But a friend of ours holds him in high esteem, and I don't. He's had moments of clarity where his medication kicks in and he really gets it right.
Right.
And then he has moments where he's just like out in Tooleyville.
No help at all. No help at all.
Exactly. Right? So, I don't know. We'll see what happens with these guys. But it's a real irritant to me. Trump, when you look at how Cruz is acting now and a few others in the Senate based on how Trump has taken on other legislators, taken on the media, you see Cruz has stepped up. I'd like to see more of that in our party.
Me too. And I wondered, you know, is he going to set an example for these men to show them how to act, how to be, I don't want to say aggressive, but be
assertive?
Assertive and self-confident and all these wonderful things that we hadn't seen. Like I said before, I think that that's a huge appeal, and I don't understand what they're saying about suburban women don't like Trump. But I personally feel as a woman, I see a form of masculinity in him that I think that the left thought that they had wiped out and forbid to come back in the scene again. And I'm hoping that Republicans, and I agree with you, some have taken note. And I think that they're moving forward, and I hope more do that, because we need statesmen. That's the thing that I saw about, and I think I said this last week, is Pence. In his debate, we saw a statesman. We saw a man. We saw a Christian. We saw confidence, and we saw a statesman. And I don't know when we've seen that before.
Yep. I agree. So let's switch. I'm going to switch gears on you a little bit. We'll probably finish it up in the next segment. But I sent you this story about the San Diego Unified School District. Now, before you say anything, I started to read the story, and I'm thinking, this is such a form of racism in and of itself. Think of what you're saying here. So they've decided they're changing the grading system to combat racism. Students will no longer be graded based on yearly average or on how late they turn in assignments. Those are just one of the major grading changes approved this week. They say that they're overhauling the way it grades students because of, you know, some issues with a certain group of kids, because we're going to go to a break here in a second, in the district and how they're going to deal with them. This is all to deal with anti-racism, because during the first semester, 30% of all D or F grades were given to English learners. 1 in 4, 25% were failing marks went to students with disabilities. Right? 23% went to Native Americans, and 23% of the failing grades went to Hispanics. While another 20% of D or F grades went to black students. And therefore, since they don't turn in their homework on time, since they can't get the work done, because apparently those groups are all too stupid to figure it out, we're just going to dumb everybody down. Isn't that wonderful? I'm Joe Messina, your host. We're going to talk about that on the other side of the break. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Do you have health or energy challenges? Would you like to support your health and energy from a product that people consistently feel the uplifting and health-building effects from the first day they consume it? I introduce you to Green Meadow Whey, the only whey protein powder from grass-pastured cows that is processed in a manner that ensures that the proteins and amino acids remain in their correct geometric shape that the body can use. The naturally occurring proteins, peptides, and amino acids in renatured whey are proven to support multiple aspects of human health, from complementing your immune system to neutralizing chronic inflammation, to supporting detoxification, to stabilization of blood sugar, and more. Additionally, due to the Tesla-like frequencies encoded into Green Meadow Whey, it is a dramatic support for your energy and mood. And it is an excellent emergency preparedness food with well over a five-year shelf life. To order, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit greenmeadowwhey.com. Greenmeadowwhey.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5, California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Not that I care, but where is your husband?
Why, he's dead.
I'll bet he's just using that as an excuse.
We are back. You'll listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Send me an email, joe@therealside.com. Come on, can't make it any easier. joe@therealside.com. If you want to get text alerts that the show, you know, is getting ready to start or what's going on with the show, you can simply text TRS to 77222. TRS to 77222. Let me bring her back on. Sonia Schmidt joins me, host of The Sonia Schmidt Show. Always a pleasure to have her with me, and I know you guys enjoy her very much as well. Sonia? So we were talking about that San Diego school, and they have decided to change the grade structure. And the biggest part of it seems to be, you know, they're talking about kids with disabilities, and they're talking about kids that English is a second language, Hispanics, and blacks. And since only now you can straighten me out on this if you want to, but obviously because only 7% of whites get failing marks, it has to be because the teachers are racist and they're failing the kids that are Hispanic and black.
That's their assumption.
I mean, could it possibly be, by any stretch of the imagination, that the kids aren't doing the work. And you know, maybe they're not able to get help at home. A lot of Hispanic kids live in a household where English is not the first language. Uh-oh, you get that look.
Yeah, I'm like, I'm going to stop you right there.
Uh-oh, there you go. I'm going to get it. Yeah.
No, I mean, there's two things that comes to mind. And one is one of my favorite slogans from a president who I'm iffy about. But George Bush said, and I don't know if he coined the phrase, but he's the first person I heard to say, the soft bigotry of low expectations.
That's a good point.
Oh, that's just such a wonderful quote to me, and it explains it all. And then the other thing that I wanted to say is, yes, I did grow up in the hood, but I kind of had a weird logistical place. It's like across the street from me was the Gardena line. If you're not familiar with California or Los Angeles, I was across the street from Gardena, and Gardena was all Japanese. So on one side, you've got black and, like, some really poor white folks, and then on the other side, you got, you know, working-class Japanese people. So I went to school with predominantly Japanese kids. And these kids were, not only were they excellent in school, but after school or on the weekend, you could go to their family businesses, whether it be gardening or restaurants or whatever, and they would be working in the family business. Also, so, and here's another thing is like the left also always made us feel like you got to be able to be home and do your homework with your kids and help them with those were second generation Japanese kids. So their parents, by and large, did not speak English. They were real Orthodox Japanese people. So it wasn't that these parents were even able to help their children with their homework, but they instilled a value in them that allowed those children or kind of forced those children to be good students. I remember it was a Chinese kid who came to our school, and we made fun of him. He really looked like literally right off the boat Chinese kid. He had like suspenders and his pants were up to his chest, and he had the bowl haircut. He couldn't speak
that
English.
Poor kid.
We thought he was so funny. Ha ha. Do you know, like, within a month, this kid was like, he was eating our lunch. He applied himself. He was speaking English. He was doing math. He was amazing. And for me, I remember looking at that and going, you know, who gets the last laugh?
What I find really funny about this, though, is they're actually, you know, you can't say anything bad about a teacher. God forbid if you ever did, they want to crucify you. But here they're saying that the numbers prove, in essence, they don't come out and say it, but the numbers prove that the teachers are racist because they're giving.
I don't know that that's what they're saying. I think that they're saying that the way they do things is racist. The curriculum and how their grading system, I didn't feel like it was a mandate on the teachers. I think now these poor teachers.
No, no. I'm not saying that the school district came out and actually said that. When you read things, it appears, it gives the appearance that the reason they have to make these changes is because there's a, well, maybe it's systemic racism in teaching. I don't know. How is it that only 7% of the white kids are being failed where all the others are not? And they're forcing the teachers no longer to consider certain factors when they're grading the kids.
You know, and this isn't new. I'm sure they would call this very progressive. But I remember when my children were young and they were considering, I'm not sure, I think in some schools they did up north, like in Oakland, but they allowed Ebonics to be like a bona fide language.
Oh, that's right. I remember that. Yep.
Yeah. See, that doesn't, this white guilt does not help black people. It may make some white people feel good, but in the long run, it's going to really, really hurt all these kids that they swear that they're trying to help.
But frankly, they did hurt a lot of those kids. I mean, if they would go back and look and see what happened to these kids that you allowed to, I don't know, speak. Hey, to me, it's almost like allowing the Italian kids to come to town and never learning English. Why, right? I mean, and wonder why they don't get successful.
Yeah, we didn't have the ESL programs. Like I said, this Chinese kid came. I lived in a Japanese community, and you know, across the street from one, they learned to speak English. There was no question about it. And I will tell you that my ex-husband, my first ex-husband, was was a part of.
I didn't say anything. I didn't even giggle. Go ahead.
Was that he was part of forming that whole ESL thing? But even he admitted recently that it didn't help. It didn't help the English-speaking kids, and it didn't help the Latin, the Spanish-speaking kids. So I think that it is a part. They can make themselves sound good. They can make themselves feel good about themselves. But to me, it's about keeping that segment of people downtrodden so that they can eventually be dependent on the government.
Wow. Yeah, you know what? I look at this stuff and I say, do they really understand what it is that they're doing, what they're saying? I look
they're
at
evil.
Things.
It doesn't matter. The ultimate outcome is if a kid is not expected to turn in their assignments on time, what the heck kind of job are they going to get in the future? Which means they're not going to be able to earn a living, which means they're going to have to depend on the government because they feel entitled to, or they just don't have the simple skills it would take to be disciplined enough, like the Japanese families that I was talking about earlier. They don't have the discipline enough. You know, in my day, 100 years ago, when I was coming across the prairie, my black parents, there was a term called being a credit to your race. Well, that was that was taken away. Liberals said that was racist. So, No, but it was very important to us to show that we were somebody, that we were a force to be reckoned with, that we were impressive. All that stuff that we got from that slogan, they took away from us because they said that, well, that's just, you're just trying to be, you know, like the white man or, you know, there's
I know, something that, wrong. That stuff, that's always bothered me. It's always bothered me that when you see a successful black person, there's many, not, I won't say all, but many in their communities will come out and say, you know, you're just trying to kiss up to the white guy. No, I'm just trying to feed my family, right? I'm just trying to be a better citizen. That's all I'm trying to do, which has absolutely nothing to do with color, correct?
My parents, I think the highest grade that either one of them achieved was the eighth grade, and they could not wrangle themselves around the English language for nothing. But they expected us to, and that's why they moved to California, and that's why they saved their money, and they did the right thing, and they worked really hard so we could go to school so we could become something different. I got teased, like in Larry Elder's book, you white boy, or you talk white, or so whatever it is.
Right.
I used to get teased about that. And I don't really care. I was able to, you know, I was able to, with a high school education, become a TV writer and a producer. So, you know, I mean,
boy,
I don't
that's
think,
terrible. I
isn't
mean,
that terrible?
Terrible that, you,
just
that
out.
You were able to get a good-paying job, and you didn't have a diploma. I mean, you didn't have a college degree, and yet you still made it. And as a black woman. Because, you know, you're not supposed to make it.
When I got into television, I was sat down and told, you know, this is impossible for a black woman. And it's true, because in Hollywood, for the people who are to tell us how we're supposed to live our lives and how racially, you know, how they champion, you know, racism, you know, fight against it. I can't even think of too many shows I worked on where there were black people and particularly women. And this was in comedy. I don't know if it's different in the drama world, but...
Wow.
Hollywood, yeah. They're so hypocritical, but they're not doing us any good by telling us that we have to have, you know, these low expectations this bigotry of low expectations. Why shouldn't we, if we can't turn in our assignments on time, that's the least that you expect us to do.
Anybody. Yeah, all right, listen, we're out of time. I can see your brain moving. You want to do the rest of it, but we're out of time. Tell people where to find you, where they can hear your wonderful show.
Range Broadcasting. Go to my page on demand. Watch all my shows there.
Oh, you make it too easy. I don't know. Joe Messina, your host. A lot more coming up in the next hour. Always appreciate your time with me. You know, Dr. Cody Williams, he's crisscrossing the country, trying to give us a little hope as to what we can do to keep our country strong and get Donald Trump back in. We'll be back in a little bit. Don't go far.